We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud by the two dots, Ahu. Ahu de Omar is three lines from the top. Ahu de Omar, Lo Yasina Ad Tloshen Yoimin Lahavagita. A person said that if I'm not going to come back within 30 days, I'm going away. If I don't come back within 30 days, it should be a get. Also, he was on the way back, and his plans were to make it back within 30 days. Lamaisa Upaske Mabra. The ferry that takes them across the water, it stopped. There's no way to get across the water, and he couldn't come. He wanted to come, he couldn't come. Omalahu, so he said, Chazuda Asai, look, I'm here, I'm coming. Omashmua, look, I'm here, so it shouldn't be a get. Omashmua, loish me masya. It's not called coming. Lamaisi didn't come, and therefore it is a get. What's the pshat? He tried to come. So Rashi brings out two pshatim gebait on the Gemara in Ksubis. Either pshat is, we hold, ain't oynes begitten. There's no taina of oynes begitten, and you can't have that taina. Or if you're yesh oynes begitten, here such an obvious thing that could happen that he's not going to make it across the water, he should have spoken out. And by the way, if I try to come and the ferry breaks down, it's still called I came. Since he didn't speak it out, so therefore it's his fault and it's a get. So that's a two mahalchim why lo yishmei masya. Another similar type of story. Ahu da'ama lehu, Eloi faisila, ad plus yoyim lahavigita. He makes a tenai like this. Here's a get. If I don't make up within 30 days, it should be a get. Ozul pais of loy faisila. I might say, try to make up in 30 days. And she didn't want to make up. So Shaila is, Lamaisi, he was mafayis. He did try to appease her. So is that a kima to tenai or not? Om Rav Yosef, miyav le tarkova de dimri loy faisi. Did he give her a bunch of dimri zav, this big amount, or three kav of dimri zav, and she didn't agree? No, he didn't try his hardest to appease, and therefore, so it's not called you try to appease her. That's one mahalach. Or ikad amri, a different mahalach Rav Yosef, a different version of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, midi taka v'dir boil meis v'lu. Does he have to give three kav of dirim to make her feel better? Hafaisa, he tried to appease v'lo hafaisa. So it is a kima tonight. So it's machlekes over here. It's a kima tonight. Really, the tech leader, the thing is like this. He doesn't have so much money. So what do you want him to do? So the first sheet, the first version of Yosef, he says that you have to give that much to mafais. You're going to tell me they doesn't have it? So that's ain't on his begitin. And the other man says, what do you mean? This is out of his realm to give so much money. So what do you want him to do? So there's a taina of oynes begitin. So what's the machlekes? How command the yes oynes begitin? How command the oynes begitin? The first sheet that holds that it's not called a pierce holds. We say oynes begitin. We don't say oynes begitin. We don't have it. We don't allow the taina of oynes when it comes to begitin. The other man holds that we do say oynes begitin, and therefore here, since he doesn't have that much money and he tried his hardest, so it is a good kiyum ratanai, and the halacha is it will not be a get. Zoktenu Mishnah. Zoktenu Mishnah. Amal v'mois es ha-koyin v'es-ha-levi v'es-ha-oni. You lend money to a koyin and a levi and an oni, and they don't have that much money to pay back, so you have a good idea. You tell them like this, you know, I have a big field, I always produce a lot of trumas and maestras. So here, he tells the koyin, you know what, here, I'm giving you money, and I'm going to take back the payment from the truma. My field produces a lot of truma. I'm going to sell that truma to Kahanim, and I'm going to take that money and keep it myself. I'm going to keep the truma for myself, and then I can't eat it, so I'm going to sell it to Kahanim. It's my truma. Your truma is supposed to go to you, will go to me, automatically. So he can't eat truma. He's going to keep it, he's going to sell it. He can't eat it. He's not a kohen, this guy, the Baal Boss. He's not a kohen. Right, and if he's a Levi, if he's letting him into a Levi, so it's meiser that he can eat. Yeah, he's going to own the Kayan's truma. This Kayan, the name is Aaron Kayan, and the Levi is Moshe. He's going to keep their matanos, and he's going to use it himself. As Oni, same thing. Oni, he lends him money. He says the matanos that come from my field, I'm going to keep myself. Lias mafresh aleihem mechelkon. He's made mafresh on them from his chelik. Mafresh aleihem mechesachin kiyam. So the way the Mishnah comes into the sugya here is that we say you're allowed to take mafresh ki'ilu they're alive. You're not sure, you didn't speak to them, they live in a different town, but you can assume they're alive and it's their truma, and I'm taking it for myself, and it's going connected to the loan, it's going from the loan that I lent you. You're not worried that the kohen levi died or the oni became rich. Mesu, if they died, so now the yarshim may be owed money. All money of the father's chayiv. So tzarich litol reshus min hayarshim. You have to ask reshus min hayarshim in order to take the trumas and maestras. Now Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi says that the chayiv that's mutl on the father is not really the responsibility of the children to pay. So litur rishus means, according to Rashi, that if the yarshim want to pay up the father's chayiv, so then you have to take rishus from the yarshim, and you also could take from their trumas and maestras, their kahanim as well, or levim as well. You could take their trumas and maestras. Im hilvum pnei bezdin, but if you lent the kohen Levi and ani in front of a bezdin, then you don't need rishus from the yarshim. Ain't it tzarich litur rishus from the yarshim? Because then the kahanah derabbanan is that you could take the Chumas and Maestras from the whole Shevet, from the whole Shevet, the Kuna or Levia, or the whole, all the Aniyim, because it's the Takana for the Aniyim to allow us to happen. Why? We want to make it easy for a Kohen, a Levi, or Ani to get a loan. It's very hard for them to get a loan, because we ask them, how are you going to pay back? You don't have a big business. How are you paying back? So the Teretz says, you're going to pay back from the Chumas and Maestras. This guy might die. Teretz is, when you do invest, then the whole Shevet is responsible to pay up this chayv, and therefore I could take from the Chumas and Maestras. That's the afka of Hilvah and Bezdin. So if you make a halvot, huh? Because Takana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan wanted this to happen, so therefore the Kahanim should have able to get a loan. So they made a Takana that the whole Shevet will be responsible, and the Shevet is happy to do that. They're willing to do that because they want to get a chayv. So the Mishnah is saying, if it's a yachid, hamal v'mayis, ha-koyim, v'salevis, ani, so then you could make up with them. This is the way we're going to structure it. I'm lending you money, I'm going to take back from Chumas and Maestras. And if it's a yarshim, you have to ask them rishus. But for bezdin, you don't have to ask just for yarshim, you just take the Chumas and Maestras, and you could take that no problem. So Zog to Gemara. The Gemara is trying to analyze, how does this work exactly? I lend money to the koyim, and then when my field grows produce, I just take off Chumas and Maestras, ki'ilu, the koyim has it, and he gave it back to me to pay me back. It never came to the Kohen's hand. How does that work? That I have stuff on my field. It really, I have to give it to the Kohanim. And now it's Ke'ilu. It went to Aaron HaKohen. And he already coined it. And he paid me back. How did that happen? Where's my Nesina? Where did I give money to the Kohanim? I first give it to the Kohanim. Then they give it back to me. So what happened over here? How does this work? How does it work? How does it belong to that kohen? We'll call him Aaron. How does it belong to Aaron if it never came to him? Amarav, I'm going to say three pshatim. First pshat is Amarav, Makari Kahuna v'Leviya. We're talking about Makari Kahuna, which means, or Leviya, this is the kohen, his neighbor. He always gives Aaron a kohen, his Chumas and Maestras. He's the guy he gives to. It's his neighbor, and he always gives to him. Or it's a relative, whatever it is, he always gives it to him. Or a Levi, this is the guy he always gives to. He gives it to him. So therefore, it's Zog Rashi, what's Pshat? So where's the Nesina, where's the Kenyan? Zog Rashi, Hilkoch, given the Milsa of Pshitahi, they'll do Yavlu, everyone knows he gives it to him. Aschilu Shar Kahane Datayu. All other Kahanim are Messiah Das, have a command of Moti Odai Dahani. And therefore, it's like it came to the hand of Aaron already, and then he says, I can keep it. So, still needs a little beer, so how does that work? Because everyone is Miyayish Mit, so then it's like Hefker? So it's like Hefker still, like when did Aaron get it? So Zog to Stipler, Pshat is like this, a beautiful Pshat. Stipler says that Chumas and Maestras belong to Shevet Kahuna. That's the fact. Belong to Shevet Kahuna. That's why it's always called Gezel Kohen when someone tells them to give Chumas and Maestras. Belongs to Shevet Kahuna. That means, for example, if there's only one Kohen in the world, that Kohen will automatically own the Chumas and Maestras. You wouldn't have to give to them. They own it automatically. So by Makiri Kahuna, since everyone else is Miyayish on it, so now it's like there's only one Kohen in the world, and therefore he owns it. That's the Pshat of Makiri Kahuna. So that's the first Pshat that Makiri Kahuna Levia is, that this is the guy he always gives to, and therefore it's like he owns it right away. And now, I'd say, you know what, instead of picking it up, I'm going to take it, that's for your hava. V'shmuel amar, b'mazak lemar de'echer. Shmuel says that the case here is, that Balbas calls over someone and gives it to him, says, be kind it for the kain, for that kain, and then he takes it for the chayv. That's the case, b'mazak de'echer, he does something. I can ask me a question, how does Reuven, who's helping him out, take it for Aaron and Kohen? There's 100 other Kohanim. You can't take it for them. So the Ksois brings a raya from here that when it's the Loiva doing it, then you could have Malvin and Loiva. The Loiva owes money to a bunch of different Malvas. The Loiva could give it to a Reuven and say, be kind if you had a Malva. That's possible. Toivet v'alchev only when the loiva is not agreeing. He's taken away from loiva, so then there's then toivet v'alchev v'alchev. But the loiva himself says that he could decide who to give it to. That's not a problem. The loiva himself was paying up. It's here also. The guy was paying the Chumas and Maestras. He could decide who to give it to. Yeah, the loiva. And here is the guy of the malva, but here is the guy who owns the chumas and maestris, same type of thing. So here the guy with chumas and maestris, he's like a loiva. He's the one who owes the chumas and maestris. So that's similar to that case. That's what Ksai says. The right man to the Rambam Shita that there's no problem. Tovus Balchem Alkum Vishchav Alcherim by a loiva. That's Shmuel's pshat. So first one is Rav is Bakiri Kuna. Shmuel says Bzaka de Alcher. Ula Amar Hamani Rabbi Yosi. The Amar also is in a zeicha kezeicha. So Rabbi Yosi has a shita that a lot of times the Chachamim Mokem there's a takana. We make someone into a zeicha even if it's not zeicha. And Rashi gives multiple examples. For example, certain times when there's a metziah of a cheresh or different stories with an oni that's taking off. Different stories that nothing to do with our sugya that you find also as she'ena zoicha kezoicha. You have multiple stories. Like a case of a katan, by a katan who's malakit, when he's a pile, when he's a worker. Akaponim, so we're saying here's part of the takana d'rabbanan because we want to make it easy again for the kahanim, levim, and aniyim to get a loan. We made a takana that's ki'ilu there was zoicha, and then I take it back from them. So I go on three mahalchim how this works, either makirikuna or mazak dechem or zech kazech. Kul karav like minon makir like tani. All the other amarim don't say like rav because it doesn't say dafka makirikuna. It doesn't say dafka makarikuna in our Mishnah. Kesmola kamar kamazak like tani. It doesn't say after mazaka. You're missing a very important nakuda. You have to mazaka. It doesn't say that in our Mishnah. And Kula Namila Amri Kihidala Kina, we don't say like Khidala Karbyasi, who's Yihida, and therefore we don't want to sound like that. Now we have plenty of times the Shashu do it. Tosh really asked the Kasha. Tosh says Afghan small possible parakam Vamatsia, Krabyasi Oshekazha. Kamakam stava look when see the configurabon, one says the Mishnah in Lagabon, we don't like Zetzing our Mishnahs like Yihida. Akaponim, there's three Mahalakh me and the more explain why we don't want to say why each Mahamari don't want to say the other one's Mahalakh. Tanarabon. Now regarding this halacha of lending money to Kayin and getting paid back through the Trumas Maestris, there's multiple different akudas here, different halachas. Tarabon. Hamalva Mois is a Kayin Vesalevi Vesaoni Lias Marfesh Le Mechelkon. The halacha is Marfesh Le Mecheskeshein Kayam. Like the Mishnah says, we can assume they're still alive. Now comes extra halacha. So Paisik Imam Keshar Azul. The halacha is, you could make up, you know, what price you're taking Paris on, the cheapest price. The cheapest price, even though that's a shtickle like ribbis, because let's say when I gave the kohen, lent him the money, I lent him $100, so at that time $100 could buy 20 pounds of produce. Lemaisa, by the time it came times to take the trumas and maestras, it was 30 pounds for $100. You're allowed to take 30 pounds, even though it turns out shtickle shayla of ribbis. There's no ribbis. You can pay the kohen kashar azul, but ain't by mishum ribbis. There's no ribbis. We'll explain why. The Gemara explain why there's no ribbis. You have to sell it. So you could sell it at that price. You're selling it at Shara Zul. You're getting more money now. You're getting more money for the. You're going to get more money for your. You're gonna make more money. You have to sell it. Yeah. First of all, you're asking Shara Zul. You have to sell. You're not gaining anything. That case not gaining much. You're right. But in the case where you're keeping it by Levi and the Oni, that's what you're gaining. Well, for the coin himself, if the guy's the coin himself, that's the only time you're gaining. Because if you're selling it, you're not really gaining anything. Yeah. There is no ribbis. Yeah. We'll see why for everything. Also, there's no shvius not masham at this loan. Another halach is if the balabas who lent the money says, you know what, I don't like this deal. I want you to give back my money. He can't be chayzer. If the balim of siyash, for example. The halacha is, since he said he agreed to take from his chumas and maestras for the chayv, let's say that year it's a terrible crop and nothing grows. The halacha is, he doesn't get his money. Because that's what he made up. He made like a paitike. He said, I'm taking my money from this. If it doesn't work out, it's your loss. So what happened was, he saw in the middle of the year that there was a terrible crop and he just said, you know what? He said, forget it. I lost the money. So the halacha is, once you said that, even if it makes a rebound and it grows back, you can't be mafresh on something you miyayish ready. Which is also a chiddush here, because you see, it's possible to miyayish on a chayv. Usually you assume, like the Torah says in Siman Tzadiches, the Chosh Mishpat, there's no such thing as a yish on a chayv. If someone loses a star, it's not a yish on a chayv. It's not like an item that this guy owes the money. He doesn't pass yish on that. But here, mechadish, that yish works. What's pshat in that? So the Maritz Chai has a tzad that he's going like the Shittus Ramarit and the Ramah that hold that you could have Yish on a Chayv. But others answer that here, since there's no real Shibud HaGuf on the Kain Levi and Oni, there's no Shibud HaGuf. Why? Because they made up where to take the money from. So there, it does apply, Yish will apply in this case. And Al Kaponim, here the Bryce is saying is that Yish works.
He's giving up on the money that he lent his friend or the crop?
No, he's giving up on the money he lent his friend because the crop is not going to pay back. Crop is his own crop. He gave up both. He gave on the crop. That's his own thing. That doesn't pass years. But he gave up on the chayiv now. And the question was, the chayiv doesn't pass years. So we're saying here, it's not a regular chayiv. Here it's a chayiv where there's no shibud haguf. It's just tully on the crop. And therefore, years will work here. That's how some want to answer. I think the Pnei Yeshua wants to answer that way. Al Kaponim, that's our Gemara over here. So now we're going to analyze every one of these halachas. Amamar, it says, Paisik Imam Kishar Azal. You can replace the gimohem that I'm going to take like the cheapest price. Break the Gemara pshita, and I guess the Gemara's kash pshita is because it says ain bei mishum ribis already. So what do you have to speak out? Paisik mishum ribis. Of course you can paisik. The whole problem is ribis, which is not ribis. So what's paisik mishum ribis? Pshita. Hakamash v'lon af bishloi pasach kamish pasadami. The chiddush is even if you don't say anything, it's keilu you're paisik to take a sharazol. Now, why is that? So again, it's not really clear. It must be. The reason is, as part of the takana is, that we make it built in tonight that you could take kashar hazoil, because this way you'll be willing to lend the kahanim. That's my own pshat. Ve'im boi mishum ribis. There is no ribis. My time, what's pshat? No ribis taka. So the Mark explains like this. Kivin dechi leslei loyavlei. If he doesn't have, his crop does not grow, then the coin does not have to pay. So kiisli nami emrim shum ribis. Even if he has a crop, there's no ribis. And the Rav explain like this, that you don't look at it as a halva anymore. If it's a halva, so the halacha is, if there's nothing in the crop, then he has to pay from his own pocket. Here he doesn't have to do that. So it's more, it's ke'ein a mechira. It's not mamash a mechira, but it's like a mechira. It's like, I bought it, I gave you money now, for whatever it grows. So since I made a mechira, that's not ribis already. Because if it turns out, the price went down. So I gained. Anytime you buy something, there's a risk involved. If we go up, go down. So here, since it's structured like a mechira, because the biggest raya is, if there's no crop, you get nothing. So it's structured like a sale, therefore there's no ribis. Ve'ein shvias misham tasai. And shvias not misham tasai. Why? Like Queen of Eligas. For the same reason we just said. There's no laigas over here. Laigas means you press the loiva to pay back. Here you can't do that. You can't force it to pay back. You are getting paid back from your own field. That's what you made up. Therefore, there's no la'igos, and therefore shvius will not knock off the loan. Only knocks the loan when it applies the idea of la'igos, which means I can go ask impression for the loan. Then it says in the Braisa, then bal lachzar ain't a chayzer, which means the balabas cannot be chayzer. Amra Papa Gemara explains, lo yishal the balabayis b'koyin. The balabayis who lent the money, once he gave the money, he is stuck. He can't get the money back. He has to take the crop. But the koyin and the balabayis, he could be chayzer. The Tanakh, look at the Mishnah. The balabas made a deal with the koyin. He gave money to the koyin, and the koyin says, you're going to get payback from your field. After he gives the money, the balabas says, you know what? That's a terrible deal. I don't want to do it. I want my money back. He can't back out. But the koyin, as told Trumas Maestros to grow, and he takes it, they say, you know what, I want my Trumas Maestros. I'll give him back the money. I want Trumas Maestros. I don't like this deal. So he could be Chayzer. That's what our Papa says. What's the Raya? It's not. Not only Maestros. The famous Mishnah in Bar Metzia that talks about you can back out just by giving money. Not only Maestros. If someone went to the store to buy something, he gives money. He didn't make a Mashiach yet. See, here also, we are saying that the Kayin could be chayzer because it didn't happen yet, so he could be chayzer. Now, this gemara is a shikol pella de gemara because if the what are we saying that why could Kayin be chayzer? Because no mashiach yet, so it's not a done deal yet. So it's not a done deal yet. So here, if it's not a done deal because here the Kayin didn't make a mashiach on the payers yet to give it back to the balabas, so therefore he can still back out. So then, why can the Balabas back out? What's going on over here? So it's a very good question. It's a very big question. So Rashi tries to answer the question. And Rashi says that here, there's no that the Balabas is not missing any Mashicha. Which means, when this whole din that money's not kaina until you do Mashicha, is if you're missing something. But here, the Balabas, when he gives money to the Kayin, the deal is done. We're not missing any Kinyan. automatically, when the Trumas and Maasers grow, automatically it goes to the Kayin, and then it goes back to him. It goes back to him. Let's say as Ein Zeicha Kazeicha. It goes back to him. That happens automatically. You're not missing any Maasa. And since he's not missing any Maasa, so then the halacha is that it's Kayinah. I can ask me, the Kayinah is not missing any Maasa. The also Ein Zeicha Kazeicha. It's a good question. So the Chassam Sofer seems like he learns that it's like, they could say, they could still back out by saying, I don't want the Kaz Chacham, and I didn't make Mashiach yet, so I don't want them to give it to me automatically, because it's my Takana, I don't want the Kaz Chacham. The Kayin, definitely Kayin, it's the whole Gemara, the whole Takana is for the Kayin. There is no Takana for the Baal Bas, the Takana is for the Kayin. The Takana is because the Kayin wants to be able to get Halavais. So that's what Chassam Sofer learns, it's a vote of the Efshiv the Kaz Chachamim, and therefore, he could back out of this, but the Baal Bas cannot be back out. The last case, so there it says, if the Baal is v'zayish, then it's too late. So Mar says pshita, of course, or how Yish works. You have to why it's pshita. We just said it's a chiddush agave halva, but Mar says it's pshita that Yish works. Like tricha the akun, that really it was still really growing. He just didn't realize it. Ma'otem akanta milsi, that this akun, which means that it was still growing, even though it was dried out, but still growing a little bit. So maybe it's a yish betayis. Kamashulon, it's not a yish betayis. Kamashulon, that's not a yish of tayis, and therefore the halach is that it's still called a yish. That's a chizur, it's called a yish, even though something was growing. Tanya, into the braisa. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Aymer, Hamalva Mois is a koyin ves a levi bebezdin, umesu. If you lend money to a koyin or a levi, in Bezdin. So we said Bezdin works different, that you don't have to ask for shush from the Yarshim. And he omesu, and the guy died, the Kohen died, the Levi died. Marfish aleim cheska so shevet. You can be marfish becheska that shevet. Vesa'oni, same thing, vesa'oni be Bezdin, umesu, and he dies. Marfish aleim cheska sani Yisrael. You can be marfish cheska lo shevet. Like we spoke out in the Mishnah, the shevet is responsible. Therefore, I could take off to his maestros. Becheskes and a shevet. What about Ani? All Aniim are responsible. So becheskes Ani Yisrael, Ravachiyom becheskes Ani Olam. I can use the Aniim of the whole world. My benaya. What's the nafkamina? What's the meaning? What's the difference between the word Ani Olam and Ani Yisrael? My benayu. Ike benayu Ani Kusim, which means they're not Ani Yisrael. They're Ani Kusim. Kusim are gerim, and machlekes the ger rai is the ger emes. So according to Madi Amos, Ani Olam means you can use Kusim because he holds Gera Emes. So you could be rely on them as well. They're responsible as well. Which means just theoretically, because I could take off my Sony up here then. But the first Madi Amos is Dafka Ani Yisrael. So what happens if there's no Ani Yisrael in this town? So you use Ani Yisrael for the whole world. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos really asks that the Chavos Da'at, there's no real Nafka Mina La Halacha between both of them. Either way, I'll be Mafresh Maisa Ani. Either I'll Cheska Ani Yisrael anywhere they are, or the Niya Kusim, if they're the Niya Kusim. So what's the Tosfos Akasha, Arach Hafi Rashi, what's the Nafka Mina? What's the Nafka Mina La Halacha? So Tosfos learns that when this Halacha, you could take off Becheskas Aniyim, is only the Aniyim of this city. So if you have no Aniyim in the city, only Kusim, there'll be Nafka Mina La Halacha. That's what Tosfos learns. That's only Kusim, and that's not Nims. Gerayim is Gerayim. But for Rashi, that if you don't have any Niyam in this city, go to a different city, like Rashi, look at the fourth line of Rashi. Rashi says, well, Tanakama, it really starts the third line. Tanakama, Gerayim, Hain. But Yafresh, Shvilam, El Mashal, Niyah, Yisrael, Yafresh, Bechal, Makim, Shem, wherever they are. So then, what's Nafkin? That's his Kasha. Emphat the Ram Shif, and it's all true as well, so that Nafkin will be is that if I could lend money to a Niyah Kusim? Can I lend money to them to take off their ma'aser? If it's prefers them, that'd be nafkamina. If I call Gerayim as a Gerayim, that'd be nafkamina. Could I be lend them directly, and they're still alive, to be ma'afresh I day them? This whole din of the shevet, or the whole oni, is only if he dies. But if he's alive, could I do it? That would be nafkamina between two man of the amrim. Huh?
What's the difference if he's alive or he's dead? If you're lending it to the
kusi? No, if you're lending it to the kusi, no difference if you're alive or you're dead. Yeah, you're right. Because they're not responsible if it's the guy. Right, there's still the nafkamina if you're alive or dead. There is the nafkamina, yeah. The nafkamina will be if you lend it to kusi, not be nafkamina. Now it says in the Gemara Vayter, it says, Heshira ha'ani ain mafresh alav, v'zach alav asbiyadai. Let's say I lent, Yankel ha'ani, I lent him the money. And Lamaisa, by the time it came to taking off Chumas and Maisris, he became rich. So now I can't take off for him. And here we didn't make a takana that the whole shaver is responsible. for some reason. Last, why? Why not? This is, let's say, let make believe he died. Hesha ani ein mafres leim zakh ala mas yada. Frank the Gemara Rabbanon, Maishdol Misa Dava Tekanta. If the Oni would die or the Kayan dies, we say the whole Sheva is responsible. We want to get money back. If it becomes a rich person, we say he lost the money. What's that? Rabbanon, Maishdol Misa Dava Tekanta, Maishdol La Shiris. Dava Tekanta. So Gemara Misa Shchicha Ashiris La Shchicha. Big aside. Misa is Shchiach, Ashiris is not Shchiach. Amra Papa, Hainu Darmi Inchi, Chavrach Mis. If your friend dies, Asher. You can believe it. You believe it. It's true. It must be true. Esasha lo esasha. If you found out he got rich, lo esasha. Don't believe it. His mom's yon diyoma. If a guy got rich, you don't believe it. It doesn't make sense. If a guy one day is in the kayal, the next day is driving a Range Rover and going with the whole family to sukkahs, there is some issue there, and it's a gemara already. It's loy shchiach. It's loy shchiach. Something's happening. So therefore, they didn't make a takana for something loy shchiach. Most loy shchiach. They tell me a takana for mace. That was shchiach. For hesher, loy shchiach.